only half a day's work on Wall Street, but a long day if you work in retail. And we learn more about the economics of climate change. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace. From Washington, D.C., I'm Kimberly Adams, in for Kai Rizdal. It's November the 23rd. Thanks for joining us today. Let's start off with our weekly wrap of the economic news that came up this week, some of which dropped just this afternoon. For that, I'm joined by Kate Davidson of The Wall Street Journal, who's here with me in the studio, and Catherine Rampell from The Washington Post, on the line from Palo Alto, California. Thanks to you both for coming in on a holiday weekend.
Thanks for having us.
Great to be here.
So we got some typical holiday news drop on a Friday after Thanksgiving, the fourth national climate assessment with new details about how climate change is already affecting us, will in the future, and lots of economic news in there, Kate.
Yeah, I mean, if you've been following, I suppose, all of the data on climate change, this report's probably not that surprising, but it still paints a really dire picture. The upshot is that climate change is essentially going to cost the U.S. economy billions of dollars by the end of the century.
Hundreds of billions,
right. As much as the GDP of many states. And there were a few conclusions that this report drew. One was that climate change eventually will disproportionately hurt the poor. It could broadly undermine human health, damage infrastructure, limit availability of water. There's all kinds of things that we're actually already seeing. I think that was another important point that the report made. And like a lot of reports on climate change, they pointed out that this could, there are actions that could be taken to curb some of the impacts, but that if we continue on the current path, it's going to affect a number of sectors of the economy, everything from agriculture to energy. So, again, pretty dire.
And Catherine, what do you think is the likelihood anything is going to be done with this information, even though it came out from Trump administration agencies? It's a congressionally mandated report.
I think the likelihood that this administration will do anything is zero, as evidenced by the fact that they chose to release this report today, Friday, Black Friday, on a day when basically all Americans are out shopping and they're with their families. This was deliberately released on a day when it would get buried, reportedly weeks ahead of the planned schedule, precisely so that it would get buried. And that is enough to tell you exactly what the Trump administration thinks about how much consciousness they'd like to raise about these very dire issues.
Yeah, all that remains to be seen. But since you mentioned it, let's talk about Black Friday. You've got two big retailers out of the game this year, Toys R Us and Sears. What is the retail landscape even looking like this season?
Well, it's interesting because retailers are actually, they're feeling pretty good about sales. This is projected to be possibly one of the best holiday sales seasons in years. Consumers are probably feeling good. Jobless rates continue to go down. Raises are going up. And of course, we had the tax cut earlier this year that's, supposedly helping consumer spending. So things are looking good heading into the holiday season. That's not necessarily translating to higher profits for retailers because their costs are going up. We have a number of factors. There, the transportation costs are rising, labor costs are rising. Those rising wages that I mentioned are, that's a cost to these companies. They're also spending more on sprucing up their stores. They're investing in the brick and mortar operations, whereas they had been putting in a lot of investment into online operations before. So it's kind of a mixed picture if you're an investor.